us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
It's the final hour, Jones and Keefe, here on a Patriots Friday. Final hour of the Rich Keefe work week here.
That's right.
Well, it's Friday.
Sorry,
it is Friday, Jones.
The year's work year is what I meant to say. Not work week, yeah. Work year.
Some well-deserved time off coming up for me.
Yeah, it's true. That is very much true. Yeah. So you can jump in here, 617-779-7937. Speaking of Keefe, we got the keys to Patriots and Bills on Sunday coming up very shortly. And who better to ask about the Pats and the Bills than Patriots defensive lineman Dietrich Wise? He joins us here on a Patriots Friday, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Dietrich, how you doing?
Let's get his key to the game.
Oh, yeah. You got to
run off the rip. Do you have a key to the game this Sunday?
A key to the game?
Yeah. That's right.
Like to win,
yep.
Like that.
Hopefully to win, yeah.
Yeah, keep it close.
Just making sure we're on the same page.
Yep.
Yeah. So the key to the game this week was really pushed me containing Josh in the pocket, tackling very well, and just doing our job at the highest ability. That's pretty much it.
I love it.
All right, nice. That's a good key.
That's good. A good key.
We'll add that to my keys.
We'll get that in there. We'll see who has the better keys, Dietrich Wise. Or Rich Keefe. I mean, the Bills are, we asked this to DeMarcus Covington just moments ago on the show. You guys have had some tough matchups. This offense seems to present a lot of problems. What jumps out to you when you watch them on tape?
Well, yeah, it's probably pretty much the same thing I said. They have a really good receiving core. The guys are doing really, really well this year. Cook, the running back, is doing well as well. So both of those combined with a good quarterback poses a lot of challenges if you're not prepared for them.
Is he the biggest quarterback that you face now, or maybe even have faced? Like, I'm sure, you know, he's the same height as you, so you guys are staring right at each other. You probably don't outweigh him by a whole lot. Like, I know there are a lot of big quarterbacks. Hell, you guys even have a big quarterback now in Drake May, but standing next to him or trying to tackle him, is Josh Allen right up there at the top?
No. He's not the big quarterback I face.
Who do you got?
Who's a bigger hoss?
Before. Who's bigger than him?
Yep.
You had Ben Roethlisberger. You had Cam Newton. You had Phillip Rivers. And then Anthony Richardson. They're all big.
Got it.
Big quarterbacks.
This wouldn't be my first stupid question, but is that something you're like real cognizant of going into the game, or do you kind of get back there and you're like, holy crap, like this guy's, you know, I got to bring him down now? Or is that something you go in with the mindset of, no, this is not an easy guy to bring down, this is a different beast?
No, I don't really think about those type of things. My mindset is always the same when I get into the backfield, bring him down. I use the same force to kill a fly the same force I do with slapping, ripping on the field. So I use it may be excessive with a smaller running back or a smaller quarterback than it is a big running back or a big quarterback. So I use the same force. I don't really care who's back there, big or small. The main thing is to bring him down.
Do you like playing in the cold? It looks like it's going to be pretty cold. No snow, but freezing this weekend.
I love playing in the cold. It doesn't matter to me. Cold weather, warm weather, rainy, snow, sleet. It pretty much, to me, is like football. Anything is really football weather. If you watch one of those old football NFL film games where, like, the guys talking and they say it's like the Green Bay versus the Bears and it's snowing, that's the type of things that I think about when I'm playing in snow or cold weather. So I love playing in different elements.
You can see the breath. That's where you really know it's a cold game. When I'm watching in my little toasty house on my couch with my blanket and my beers, and I watch it, you see the breath going, and you're like, oh, that's cold there. That's good football weather.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to have some elements, I think, in the college football playoff, which starts tonight. We got Indiana and Notre Dame. You asked us last time you were on, Dietrich, who do we have, Georgia or Texas? Keefe, in your face, it was Georgia.
Yeah.
Texas wound up losing. They're both in the college football playoff. Do you like the format with the on-campus games? You get four teams getting a bye. You get 12 teams in. Do you like the college football playoff format, and would you have liked to have, had that around when you were in school?
I would have liked to have that around when I was in school. I'd like to have a lot of things that college football has right now when I'm in school. But
fair point.
but it's different. It adds a different element to the game. And I'm really excited to see how the first year of this bracket is going to be like. So I'm cheering for right now. I know you asked me, but I'm going to cheer for the, I think Saturday SMU plays Penn.
Penn State like. First game. Yep.
That's the first game. So I'm gonna see what SMU has being from Dallas. I'm gonna see what they're about, and I kind of just want to see what all these teams do. So it's gonna be exciting.
Do you root for teams that are from the SEC in your conference, or do you root against them? Like, would you rather not see them win?
I just want to see good football.
Okay,
that's pretty much it. I want to see good football so I can talk about it later on, or just be like, wow, this is a good game. You know, that's why I watch college football. Anything outside Arkansas Razorbacks, when they're playing, I cheer for them.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody else, I see good ball.
What do you think of the NFL playing Christmas games? You know, it's one thing if it's a Sunday or a Saturday or even a Monday. You're like, all right, that just happens to fall on that day. But playing games on a Wednesday, like a doubleheader on a Wednesday, what's your thoughts on that?
Very interesting. I know basketball does it. I think they're trying to have the same energy like the Thanksgiving games. So It's very different. I haven't really put too much thought in it besides that. That's pretty much it.
All right.
Are you going to watch on Christmas Day, or you got a tradition you do, like a movie you watch or anything? What do you do on Christmas Day?
You know, I haven't thought that far.
One day at a time.
I watch football. Yeah, pretty much. But I will be enjoying family. That's the one thing I will be doing. So. Good.
Okay.
Congratulations. We didn't talk to you since we found out you were nominated for Walter
Payton Man of the
Year.
Year,
so
yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Congrats on that. Wonderful recognition.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
what does that mean to you? That's something we shouldn't take lightly. We should have asked you about that earlier. What does that mean to you?
It's a wonderful nominee. I'm very grateful to be nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. I know he did a lot of great things on the field, but I've always heard of the great things that he did off the field as well. So it was very fitting to have that award named after him, and to just pretty much be amongst and rub shoulders with the people who were nominated and who won it in the past has also been something that's been a big honor. So I've been very grateful these last couple of weeks. With this nomination, so it's been pretty cool.
Oh no, it's a very cool honor, and congratulations on it again. Before we let you go, we put you on the spot to start by asking for a key to the game. I know from time to time you like to put us on the spot. Any questions for us before you go?
Sure. I don't think I'll talk to you. So, what is your favorite, both of y'all's favorite Christmas song?
Favorite Christmas or holiday song. It's a good one. You know what I've been listening to a lot of lately is a little of Kelly Clarkson. It's a cover. Wow. Run, Run, Rudolph is a good version of that Run, Run, Rudolph. Very popular in the Jones household right now.
I like Christmas Wrapping. Mm-hmm. Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses.
Oh.
You heard that one? You've heard it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like that one a lot.
I may have heard it.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. How about Christmas Movie?
A Muppet Family Christmas, not to be confused with Muppet Christmas Carol, which is also a good choice, but Muppet Family Christmas was an old TV movie, which is my favorite.
I'm a Home Alone guy. Yeah. Christian Gonzalez came on Monday. Yeah, he said Home Alone 2. I'm a Home Alone guy, yeah.
Home Alone, okay.
Okay.
Do you think that's the best movie series?
Christmas, yes.
Of all time?
Yes. Yeah, move over Godfather, Home Alone 1 and 2, yes.
All right, well, you got to answer your own questions. Good. Before you go, what's your favorite song and favorite movie?
Man, you know, it's probably be, what is it? I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. That's a good song.
Love it.
That's
a good one. White Christmas,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
Movie.
And then, I don't know. That's a good one.
All right.
I don't know. That's a good one. What's a good Christmas movie?
Gremlins?
It's Wonderful Life?
No. What's the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, Jingle All the Way.
Oh, that was a Yeah. That didn't do well in our tiers. Right. I can tell you that.
That's all right.
But, you
people
know,
like it. There was a lot of people were mad that we ranked it low, so that's good.
Jingle All the Way. Best Christmas movie.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a good one. So it has Sinbad in it. Sinbad, him.
I'm gonna have to give it a rewatch.
Yeah, no, it's a good cast.
Okay. That's a good one.
Okay. Well, Dietrich Wise, best of luck on Sunday.
Sir.
Happy holidays. Yep. Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. You as well. See you later.
All right. Dietrich Wise. Jingle All the Way.
Nice.
Also, some foreshadowing with that Christmas song.
Also, never considered Home Alone best movie series.
Yeah.
Best franchise?
Not Star
Wars.
The third
one, I think. They went, all the ones without
not Star
Macaulay
Wars.
Culkin?
They went off the cliff. Yeah, not the Batman Dark Knight trilogy with Christopher Nolan.
No.
But if you guys considered Home Alone 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings? Uh-uh. Okay, so we are talking. Shame on us. Yeah, let's go do it.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's Keys to the Game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the Keys to the Game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
All right, finally, it is time for Keefe's Keys to Patriots Bills. Pats come in 3-11. Bills 11-3. Patriots are getting 14 points, and we have an over-under of 46.5, the same total from last week's game against the Cardinals. This game will take place at Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, New York. A special 4:25 kickoff on Sunday just for you and me. Kickoff temperatures are expected to be at 15 degrees, a.k.a. bring your beers inside type of cold. Can't leave them outside.
Ah, they'll freeze, pop everywhere.
If the opening kickoff gets returned for a touchdown this week, it will mark the third straight game where the opening kickoff has been returned for a score in a game between the Patriots and Bills in Buffalo.
Wow, Jalen Reagor?
In Sean McDermott's first year as head coach, he won 9 games and snapped a 17-year Bills playoff drought, to which Gerard Mayo said, I don't think you're allowed to do that. Since getting engaged to Haley Steinfeld, Josh Allen is the best player in the world.
As teammates said, that's why he's playing so well.
It might be.
Huh.
It might be. You know what I also was thinking about? Is this a sign? Christian Gonzalez on Monday said one of his favorite superheroes is Hawkeye. Do you know who the new Hawkeye is and in the MCU? Haley Steinfeld.
Wow.
Whoa. Figure that out.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Riddle me that.
Get back to me on that one if you don't mind. Josh Allen has 2 first names, and bad ones at that. All the Joshes and Allens are taking strays today. Drake May has 2 last names, so something's gotta give.
I noticed you didn't rate those names.
Kicker Joey Sly connected on a team record 63-yard field goal at the end of the second quarter at San Francisco on September 29th. It is the second 60-yard field goal of his career. He connected on a 61-yard field goal versus Philadelphia on October 29th, 2023, when he played for Washington. If he connects on a 60-yard field goal this week at Buffalo, he will join Brandon Aubrey, Greg Zuerlein, Matt Prater, and Brett Maher as the only players with at least 3 60-yard field goals.
I feel like I knew that, Keith.
The Bills are undefeated at home this season. The Buffalo Bill with the second most receiving yards in franchise history, Eric Molds, is in the news this week. He's accused of knowingly infecting a woman with herpes. The woman was initially informed by Molds' pregnant fiance.
They have a good history of good guys in that organization.
The Buffalo Bill with the second most rushing yards in franchise history, O.J. Simpson, isn't just the ultimate jock. He's appeared in dozens of movies and TV shows. You might know him as Lee Hayes from Detour to Terror, Joe Gallagher in Goldie and the Boxer Go to Hollywood, Michael Brennan in Cocaine and Blue Eyes, or as the guy who for sure killed 2 people in 1994.
He's their second leading rusher.
Josh Allen has more wins in December than any other month.
Yeah, where are the keys?
Well, the Bills have retired three numbers, including the number 78 worn by Bruce Smith, who famously failed to record a single sack in a wild card loss to Tony Baselli and the Jaguars in 1996. That performance alone launched Baselli into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, something that Smith is still salty about to this day. Hunter Henry enters this week ranked fifth among New England tight ends with 195 receptions and needs five receptions against Buffalo this week to become the fifth New England tight end to reach 200 receptions.
Still in the top five.
The Bills have never won the Super Bowl, but according to my research, they actually played in four straight Super Bowls but lost them all.
Rough.
In 129 matchups, the Patriots hold a 78-50-1 record over the Bills. And what makes the most impressive thing is the Pats won two of those games with Mac Jones. Mac Jones.
He threw three times in one of those.
Chip Nuzzo was a defensive back for the Buffalo Bills in 1987, but he's not just the ultimate jock.
Oh?
Under the new name, Chris DiNozzo, the actor appeared in at least 40 TV shows, video games, and movies. You would know Chris from The Office, where he played Joe the Hot Dog Vendor, Donnie Peanuts from Whacked, and from the Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, he was an uncredited passerby.
That's on his IMDb page.
And finally, Jones, neither team has a Derek, so if you're looking for some Derek football, you won't find it in Orchard Park on Sunday.
All right. I'm thinking, add all those up.
Bills in the over.
Bills cover for
Bills
sure.
In yeah, the Bills over. In the over. Bills I like in the that. Over.
They could hit
Bills
the over in, by themselves. Yeah.
Bills in the over.
But I wasn't sure until I heard all the keys.
Bills in the over. It adds up.
What was the name of the actor there?
Chris.
DiNozzo.
Was Chip Nuzzo, 1987, D-back for the Buffalo Thrills.
Okay, so those are the keys.
Do you know what their cheerleaders are called?
When we put that online, we should put Dietrich Wise's key. Maybe just piggyback in there as well. Yes?
Do you know what their cheerleaders are called?
I don't.
The Buffalo Jills.
The Jills?
That's for real, yeah. One of them was a bartender near Hobart. Yeah.
Oh!
A Buffalo Jill. I met a real-life Buffalo Jill once. Met.
Yeah. No, I know. I hear that. She's good.
Yeah.
That's all I meant to ask. She's good.
She seemed nice.
Okay. Buffalo Jills.
Mm-hmm.
I would take the Bills covering this weekend personally. Mm-hmm. But you never know until you hear all the keys. 617-779-7937. It's your phone number to jump in line. We have WEEI afternoons at 2 o'clock. We have the clip du jour on the way. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. But first, it's time for Grab Bag.
I love playing two-hand touch. Eating way too much, watching my team win with the
grab bag. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. The Celtics lost 117-108 to the Bulls last night at the TD Garden. Tomorrow night is the second game of the home-and-home series. Celtics-Bulls tips off at 8 o'clock from the United Center. The Bruins dropped the final game of their West Coast road trip 3-2 in overtime to the Oilers in Edmonton. The Bees return home tomorrow night to host the Sabres. Puck drop of the Garden is at 7 o'clock. On Thursday night football, the Chargers defeated the Broncos 34-27. This Sunday, the Patriots will be in Buffalo to play the Bills. The Pats are 14-point underdogs. Kickoff from Highmark Stadium is at 4:25. According to Jeff Pass and left-handed pitcher Patrick Sandoval and the Red Sox are in agreement on a two-year $18.25 million contract, sources tell ESPN. And tonight, right here on 93.7 WEEI FM, you can catch the call of the College Football Playoff Round 1 matchup between Indiana and Notre Dame. Coverage will begin at 7:30. Right now at Verizon, new and existing customers can get the amazing iPhone 15. There's a deal out there for everyone at Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store and get your new iPhone 15 today. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.